I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And we're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
This is episode 107. And if this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we're parents who game and gamers who parent. And this is where we share about everything in our life and gaming. So as usual, we like to start with what's going on in our life this past week. And I'll pass the mic to you, Kevin.
Yes. So last week, we shared how we had a conjoined birthday party for both of our kids. Right, so that was literally right before recording, and we took the approach of having them slowly open, you know, the presents that they got from their friends and some from us.
Yeah,
like, over the course of the week, right? It wasn't like all in one day.
Yeah, we tried to not overstimulate them.
Yeah, and so they have just been playing with new presents like all week, so different things that they have been playing with. And what were some of the highlights? I know. For me, it's been a Nerf gun that Dylan got.
He got three of them.
Technically, yeah. Well, one that was like two small ones that kind of came in one package. And it's kind of funny because neither one of the kids can pull the thing back.
What was like the reload thing? It's not
Like the spring or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? To make it shoot, which is kind of nice because then they can't use it without us
exactly.
knowing because they would probably break something.
Yeah.
If they had free reign with it. But yeah, we'll work on that with them. What else? They got
a voice changing, like speaker phone.
Yeah, it looks almost like a loudspeaker thing. What do they call those things?
I have no idea. The one that amplifies your voice.
Yeah. But anyways, it has like different settings, right? For like a robotic voice or a ghost voice or an alien voice, right? And I think a few others. And it's weird because it makes their voice sound like just more adult.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously we know what their voices sound like. And you can hear their voice going in, but then coming out, it doesn't sound anything like them. So it's just kind of funny.
It's a megaphone.
Oh, megaphone. Yeah. I've heard that name before. Yep. That's what they're called.
And the funny thing is they can't talk normally into it. They're like screaming really loudly into it.
Yeah, so big thank you to whoever got this gift.
Yeah. So today I had to hide it after like an hour of them yelling into that thing.
Yeah, because the louder you yell into it, the louder the sound out of it comes, and then they're just having fun with it. But yeah, just a few minutes at a time.
Yeah. And last week, I know we shared a bit about their birthday party, which was on Saturday, but their actual birthdays were on Monday and Tuesday of this week, right? This past week. And as usual, we still want to try and keep it special for them, including the grandparents also felt that way. So both grandparents actually picked them up on their birthdays on Monday and Tuesday, and they had like a balloons. Yeah,
they got picked up from school by their grandparents who had balloons with them. So I'm sure they got to feel special in front of all their friends and stuff.
Yeah, very special, that's for sure. And
they're at the age where they're not embarrassed yet.
Yeah, they're very proud of it.
A few years, yeah.
And so when the grandparents brought them back, they already had all the balloons and they're all smiling from ear to ear. And of course, both Kevin and I tried to make them special throughout the day again, right? Like, well, I offered to do a birthday activity of their choice. So Dylan picked making this, I don't know what you call it, like water elves, they call it. So why don't you share about this magic elf, water elf, Kevin? Because I'm not really sure what it is, but it's really cool.
Yeah, so I know you did it mostly with the kids, but I got to watch a little bit. But it was like you have a bunch of different colors of like this jelly paste or whatever thing in like a bottle that you can squeeze out into these different shaped molds. And, you know, you can... It seemed like it was mostly like sea creatures, and you could, you know, color them different colors and kind of mix and match colors if you wanted multiple colors in the same thing. And then you have this bucket of water, and you like put the mold into the water and like let it sit in there, and it'll like solidify together.
Yeah, it's right? There's a special solution, not just regular water.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, we actually added some magic powder, they call it, into the water. So once we soak whatever they painted on the mold into the water, it kind of expands and becomes these creatures that you created. And yeah. It's kind of like jelly-like.
And they feel cool. Yeah, they're like really squishy kind of feel, right?
Yeah.
Almost like Orbeez or something. But they don't seem to break as easily as Orbeez do and are as messy as Orbeez.
Mm-hmm. So apparently it's very educational as well as... sensory wise and scientifically.
Oh, I just thought it was fun and cool.
Yeah, I figured it was fun. About it
those ways.
And artistic, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So now we have like a bowl full of these different sea creatures in our kitchen.
Yeah, in regular water. That's to keep them not dried up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Dylan picked for his birthday. And then, of course, during the night, you and I took them to dinner.
Yeah, so that was another thing that we kind of just.
Started.
I mean, it was like Dylan's birthday, his actual birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, well, maybe it'd be cool to let him pick where we go out to dinner, right? That's like a cool special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he'd pick somewhere, you know, like place somewhere you would want to go for your birthday. That's, you know, maybe a step up from where you would normally go. And of course, he chose Whataburger because that's like his favorite place.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, fine, we'll go to Whataburger for your birthday.
That's like fast food, right?
Yeah, it is. But he just, you know, he loves that so
he
much.
Loves it.
So
yeah.
Who am I to tell him where he should go for his birthday dinner? So that's where we went. And then the very next day was Faith's birthday.
Mm-hmm, same thing. The grandparents pick her up with balloons and make her feel special. But her birthday activity this time was my choice because she's too young to decide. I wanted her to feel like a princess. So me and grandma took her to this place. It's for kids. It's a kids salon that like do your nails and makeup.
Yeah.
So she had so much fun being pampered.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute to see her do her pedicure for her first time and manicure at a salon, you know?
How did she do with it? Like knowing her, like just having her at home, she has such a hard time sitting still. I can't really imagine anyone doing her nails.
So it's funny. She actually sat still for like the painting part, but not so much for the drying parts.
Which is just as important probably, right?
Exactly. Can you believe that the person had to do her pedicure 3 times?
Oh, wow.
Because she kept shaking her legs during manicure and then her feet would accidentally like knock the chair or the table and just mess up her pedicure.
Wow.
And they had to redo the pedicure part. And at the 3rd time, the lady was like, okay, this is the last time I'm doing it. Just to give a warning to Faith to not like mess it up. But she did anyway. So it's fine. We knew it's not going to last.
And she had like sparkles on her nails too, right? Or glitter or something.
Uh-huh. It was like pink. And then she had glitter on top of it. And even a sticker on her fingernails, like a snowflake sticker. It was so pretty. And then they let her choose her eyeshadow and makeup, all that. It was just so cute to see her get pampered at a makeover. She doesn't need it, but it's just...
Don't get used to wearing makeup.
I know. It's so funny and so cute at the same time. But she enjoyed it, and that's what's important. But the funny thing was, for her dinner choice, I thought she was going to pick McDonald's or something.
Yeah, that her choice surprised me. She actually picked barbecue.
I know.
Which we had like the week before, right? And which is something we don't normally have. We went because it was like a school event at Dylan's school. And the kids liked it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Dylan had ribs, which is now his new favorite thing from this place.
Uh-huh.
And Faith had just like roasted chicken.
She loved that rotisserie chicken thing they have there.
Yeah. And of course, they have bread rolls because it's a barbecue place.
Yeah.
And the kids love those. And yeah, they eat good there and they like the food. And so, yeah, that was Faith's choice. She wanted to go back to that place.
Mm-hmm. That surprised me because I thought Dylan would pick some place like that and her would be like a McDonald's.
Yeah.
But that's about it. So this week was like basically opening gifts and just celebrating their birthdays. And then yesterday night, I had a banco night with my mom friends. I don't know if you've played banco before. Have you?
I have once, I think. But can you just explain what banco is?
So banco is like a game where you have three dice and there's a winner table who rings the bell and there's other tables. So we go with round one. Everyone needs to like keep rolling for number ones. And they count every time they get a number one. So at the winner table, not winner table, the lead table where the bell is, once the bell rings, everyone starts rolling. And if anyone gets a full, like triple ones, that's a banco. And then the game stops and it goes to the next round, round two. And then everyone tries and roll for number two.
Mm-hmm.
So basically like, that was what we all did. And so for the other tables that are not in the lead tables, you just kind of like keep rolling and rolling until the game ends, you know, from the head table.
Okay.
And whoever has the higher count of whatever number that round is wins. That's how it goes.
Okay, cool.
And then there's a winner for the most wins, like if you win many times in your game. And there is also a prize for someone who loses the most.
Okay, so a prize goes to the biggest loser.
Yes. And then lastly, a prize goes to the most banco person, like who got banco.
So the most, yeah, okay, so the winner then?
No.
Oh.
Banco. Banco counts. The most number of banco counts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different than winning each game.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a fun game.
Good. Sounds fun. It's been a really long time since I played that.
Yep.
So then leading into today, actually. So I think we mentioned it before, but our kids like to go to this local kind of kids gym place with a lot of padded mats. They had like some, it's all indoor. They have like some swings and slides and monkey bars and, you know, fun stuff for them to run and jump over and stuff. And I think it's like on Friday nights, they sometimes have this class, what's it called?
Kids Night Out.
Kids Night Out, yes. Where it's like a 3-hour thing where you can just drop the kids off and then come back and pick them up 3 hours later. And we like to do our date nights then, you know, where we don't have the kids around and can go out to eat or watch a movie or whatever. And so we had planned for them to go to this thing tonight, Friday night.
Yeah.
And the plan originally was going to be that we would record our episode and do our editing and get the podcast done over those 3 hours, you know, do our week's worth of work on it. And then last minute, literally, we decided to go have dinner and make a little date out of it first and then record.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was funny. And we kind of like still ended up doing what we normally do with these 3 hours.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I figured like it would be a shame to just use it for recording our podcast because it's rare for the kids to not be around. And
yeah, it is. Yeah, it would seem kind of weird, especially because we normally record at night after the kids go to sleep. And this is probably the first time in a while that we're recording when the kids are awake, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we did get to end up having our own little sushi date again, because we love sushi, to probably my favorite sushi place around here. At least that's really close. And so that was fun. That was nice.
Yeah. And you know me, I crave sushi every day, especially since Rolling Hills. Make sushi, make friends.
She's been playing a sushi-themed video game, so it only makes sense for her to go make more sushi in-game and then eat it.
Yes.
In real life.
So speaking of which, can we switch over to our gaming?
Let's do it.
So I just want to say, in our last recording, I talk about making sushi and this Rolling Hills game, Make Sushi, Make Friends, and I was saying how close I was to the end, and I was right. So level 20 was actually the highest level, and I finished all the story quests, and I actually rolled credits.
Nice.
I didn't get all the achievements that I would love to get. I think I have only one left, but it seems like pointless to keep going on. Yeah, I know. I just told myself, I don't need it. I need to play other games. So I'm so glad. I think this is the first game I completed this year, is it? No, maybe not. But maybe second or third. But it just feels good. No. Paper Mario was the first. Right. I completed. Yeah. But I mean, it just feels good to like complete it. Because, you know, I still have that back burner, like Hogwarts Legacy and Tomb Raider.
All the games that you started but never finished.
I know. It just takes so long to finish the stories. I should just choose games who are like finish within
under 10 hours,
yeah, or even 5 hours. But I did start a new game today because Dylan started it first.
He also started it today.
Yes, he did. Okay,
so today was, for whatever reason, a holiday at Dylan's school because mm-hmm. we have parent-teacher meetings.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to go to school today. So instead, I let him play some Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And he has kind of been like wishy-washy on Pokemon. He's played it some, I think, over the last week.
Yeah.
But he's kind of stalling out on it. Again, like he's too
afraid
or scared to go out and, you know, adventure. And he gets stressed out whenever a Pokemon like catches him and like runs after him and starts like trying to hit him and stuff. So he is trying a different game now. Now he's started Pikmin 4.
And that's the game that you've been wanting to try out.
Yeah, we've had it for a while. It's one of the few Switch games that we haven't played through yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's starting to play that one today. And then you saw it and thought it looked really cool.
Yeah, I saw it after like getting back from the parent-teacher conference. And I was like, what are you playing? It's so cute. And I was like, let me play. But I don't know. You insisted that I have my own file. So when he was done and like already bored playing it, or just because he was afraid, I took over and you made me a new file. And
I thought this would be a game that you would like, honestly.
I did.
Because I played the first two, and so I kind of know how they play. And I was like, I think you would like this.
It kind of reminded me of Grounded because of how small we are.
Yeah.
In a human world. And I love our characters almost. There's a lot of thinking and strategy too in the game. I don't think it's as bad as like Zelda kind of puzzles.
Yeah.
It's not simple not that enough. Complicated.
It's more math related on some stuff. Cause
that's
you're like,
true because there are numbers.
Yeah, there's numbers on everything. You're like, okay, how many do I have to throw to for them to carry this item or object? So you're always having to kind of count a little bit.
Yeah, it's better to overthrow than underthrow when it comes to enemies, at least.
Yeah, usually.
So I played it and I got further than Dylan did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going to continue playing it. I'm actually going to be playing it whenever I have the Switch with me. That's my go-to game.
Okay, well, hopefully it can be another game that you can finish this year.
I know!
Hopefully it's not one of the ones that you give up partway through.
Yeah, no, I think I like this one more.
I have yet to start my own file of Pikmin 4, but I do want to because I mentioned I had wrapped up Mario and Rabbids, right, last week. So I do need a new Switch game to get started in. But lately, I have been playing a lot of Elden Ring at night with the seamless co-op mod. And I made a lot of progress in that game over a short period of time. We've been playing a lot of it. And there's a few things that I want to say. First of all, we've just recently gotten to like what I hear is the hardest boss in this expansion, which is like basically one of the hardest bosses that were in the original game. You fight him when he's like weak and, you know, has this disease thing going on and not exactly in his prime. And now in the expansion, you fight him like when he's supposed to be like at the top, right, of like that's when he was in his prime, pretty
at
much
his peak.
Yeah, at his peak. And it is a really crazy fight. There's a lot of really intense Elden Ring and Dark Souls games in general, a lot of fights that are really intense. This one is probably the most that I have ever seen. So
I've always salute people who can have that patience to handle those bosses, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing a co-op, so it's me and a buddy, and I'm literally, like, the second half of the fight, I'm just playing defensive the entire time and just trying to die as slowly as possible so that my co-op partner can do all the damage.
And you can tank.
And it's still, it's really tough fighting this boss. And so we've probably put in maybe 20 attempts so far, which is not that much. And hopefully we make some progress here pretty quickly. But Yeah, it's really tough.
You need a kill count. Death count, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, that would be interesting. I don't know if I want to see that, though. I don't want to know. It might be more than I think. It might be more than I'm telling people.
I know. Now you're like 20 times, and actually it's like 200.
Yeah, no, it definitely hasn't been that many, but I mean, who knows? We'll see if we can beat them in the next session, but it'll be a lot more attempts, I'm sure.
I wonder if there's a link between like patience for killing these crazy bosses in Elden Ring, like super hard bosses, I mean. If there's a relation between that, having the patience for doing that, and raising kids. Because you're super patient. Like, you can get through those Souls-like games and fighting these bosses without giving up. I would have thrown in the towel sooner.
Well, some people still can do it, but they get very angry and frustrated along the way. And they show that. And I think the same thing for parenting. Some people, like, they can still be a parent.
Yeah.
They can still make it through. But, you know, maybe they lash out with anger or frustration.
Exactly.
Like, throughout the whole time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think I've gotten to that point with Elden Ring bosses. I'm not saying I have or haven't gotten to that point with parenting, but...
No, you haven't.
There's a connection, yeah.
I think that's why I'm, like, impressed at your... So remember when we played Wolong? Not Wukong, but Wolong, the Fallen Dynasty?
Yeah.
And I remember that's before my computer mysteriously died. But I remember getting super frustrated trying to kill one boss. I don't think I've ever even killed him.
Did you even get to the boss?
I got to the first boss only, and that was hard enough.
That was hard. I didn't stick with it as long as I would Elden Ring bosses, just because I know even after I beat that boss, the game is going to continue to be really good. So like, I'm more invested in making sure that I do get there versus like that Wolong game. I didn't know. The game so far was just kind of okay, and it was like, I don't know if I want to bash my head against the wall with this boss so many times to, like, if I might not even like the rest of the game, you know?
Yeah, I've seen the gameplay of the rest of the game. It looks pretty decent, but yeah, it's nothing like Elden Ring, obviously. But still, that whole difficult play, you know, it's just not for me.
Yeah, and another thing that I did want to talk about with Elden Ring is that since I'm playing it with the co-op mod, so it's technically a mod version of the game, there are a lot of bugs with it.
Oh, I saw you riding an invisible horse.
Yes. So, well, that's the guy I'm playing with is riding an invisible horse, because I can always see my own horse, but sometimes when he gets on his horse and I can't, his horse is invisible, and you just see him like floating in the air with open leg position.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like flying around, basically, and it looks really funny, and it's because Elden Ring is not supposed to be a funny game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a very serious, very dark normally, and just seeing your buddy floating around riding an invisible horse is kind of entertaining.
Yeah, they just want to lighten up the mood.
Yeah, so that's one. That's more of like a harmless bug that doesn't really matter, but there's been others that are like a lot more annoying. Like, there's sometimes that we just can't see each other. Like, so it's hard to tell, because it's like, oh, let's go this way. And it's like, well, I can't even see you, so I don't know where you are. Like, you're still there. You can still hit each other or hit enemies and still affect each other, but you just can't see each other.
Huh.
Which is, that one's kind of more annoying as well. And then there's also been this one where we were fighting actually a really tough boss.
Is it the Impaler?
Yes. I think, what's his name? Mesmer the Impaler or something like that.
Yeah.
He's one of the hardest bosses in this expansion. And took us a while to beat him, but we beat him because of a bug, so it didn't really count. But we had got to like the next phase, and there's like a short cinematic which we skipped, and then the boss like just doesn't appear, and then the boss just dies and it says victory. Right? And we're like, okay, we beat him, but we didn't really deserve this.
Yeah.
which is, that's kind of,
you don't like that.
That's a bummer in Elden Ring, because it's like, now I go to sleep at night and be like, I don't know if we could have beaten Mesmer. Like, maybe we weren't good enough to beat him, but like, the game gave it to us anyways, you know? So, and I don't, it's not like you can go back and like undo it or go fight him again.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, ah. And plus, I think when we were fighting him, we were there too early. Like, we should have gone other places and gotten stronger and came back to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just weren't really leveled up enough. But anyways, we'll never know, because the game bugged and gave us that win.
Hmm.
already.
I would have accepted it.
I mean, it's cool. It's good to win, but it's now it's like you don't get the satisfaction that you get from beating bosses in Elden Ring. You know, that's why it's so much fun, is because the bosses are so tough.
Yeah, yeah, a real gamer would understand that. But for me, I would be so proud to get it and say, I killed a boss in Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Without losing it.
And this next bug is so weird that... So what happened was... This only happened like once. But when you die, your camera fixates on your partner. So you can like watch them, right? Just like most games do. When you die, you get to spectate somebody else. And it did that. We were in a boss fight and I died. And so it basically let me watch my co-op partner. And then when he beat the boss and I came back to life... My camera was still fixed on my co-op partner, but I could still move my character around and do stuff and do actions, but I could only see myself if my partner was looking at me.
Yeah, that's funny.
Right. So as soon as he like turned around and looked the other way, I'm like, no, I can't see what I'm doing anymore. Like,
yeah, that's annoying.
And yeah, I couldn't even like open the menu or do anything. And so, yeah, like. We had to like completely go out of the game pretty much to fix that, but it was both like totally debilitating bug but also like really funny at first. Yeah, and there's just been a handful of other bugs that we've had to experience with it.
Do you Google or Reddit?
No, I mean, see? I think it's just part of the mod. It's not like from the actual game. Gotcha. I think it's because we're using a mod. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is not quite as stable.
Gotcha.
But I mean, nothing that stops us from playing it. Just a few minor headache ones that are coming up. But still fun. Having a lot of fun with this game. Hopefully we can beat this really hard boss that we're struggling with. But having a lot of fun with Elden Ring right now.
Cool.
Glitches aside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also playing Midnight Suns.
Still? Is it ending soon?
I hope so. I'm trying to just run through the story missions only, and it's still taking a long time. I'm skipping all of the dialogue still, even some of like the main story dialogue, so I don't know everything that's going on, but enough. And there's just so much like junk in the story of Midnight Suns, like with all the dialogue. Like every few days you meet for like a book club. This is just an example of what I'm talking about, right? Book clubs in real life, okay, but like I usually don't participate in book clubs.
What?
Because no. That's boring to me.
What?
Right? And it's like, if I'm going to play a character in a video game and have to be part of book clubs, like...
That's not you.
Like, and then they meet up and they talk about whatever book they're reading and like you pick dialogue choices and I'm like, this is so dumb. Like, why are we doing this? But like they give you reward for doing it. So I'm like, all right, I want to do it and get like the free reward, but I skip through it and I go through like as fast as possible. And I'm like, why am I wasting my time just for the reward? And like, I don't know. I just feel like it could have been something a lot more fun for players than this. And there's the book club, there's like, you know, workshop or whatever, where like they go to the garage and like the guys work on a car or something and you get a reward for that too. Same kind of thing. And I'm like, that's slightly better than the book club, but that's still kind of in the same, like, for like, we're wasting our time. There's another one where it's like the emo kids meeting, right? And that one's more story driven, but again, there's just so much talking in this game. It's crazy to me. And then the last thing in Midnight Suns, I've noticed that when you get characters to like a certain friendship level, it unlocks like this challenge you can do for that character. And if you do that challenge, it gives you like their legendary card, right? And I was able to do this challenge and get this special card for four of the characters so far. So I'm trying to focus on the ones that I think are close to being able to get that so that I can get those for those characters.
What's the point of it?
It's basically a really good card that you add to your deck, right? So each character has 8 cards.
Oh, gotcha.
Like in their deck, like because you like build or structure a deck.
I know, but you've been talking about Midnight Suns with the book club and everything. I forgot it was a card game.
yeah, that's what you use in the battle part. That's the fun stuff.
I know. That's why I totally forgot that it was a card game because of the whole book club thing.
Yeah, I know I've been complaining about like the boring dialogue and all the talking and book club and stuff with that game. But yeah, and the legendary cards are really good. Okay. Like you really, really should be using them if you unlock them. So I'm kind of focused on unlocking those for like all the characters.
Man, they really make you grind for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of grinding in this game. Like you can literally make this game take like an entire year or longer to play if you like try and do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the challenge thing is cool because it puts you like in a scenario. It gives you like certain cards. Again, you're up against certain enemies with that one character you're doing the challenge for. And it's almost like a puzzle thing because you have to figure out like how to defeat the enemies with the cards you have. And there's pretty much only one way to do it. Like you have to play the right cards in the right order on the right enemies for it to work for you to win. So it's pretty fun. And then you can always like restart and like try the puzzle a different way, basically.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's it for Midnight Suns, pretty much.
If that's it, let's move on to the new game releases.
Yep, let's do it. So, new games this week, we have UFO 50 on PC, God of War Ragnarok coming to PC.
Oh, what? Is this the one that was on the PS?
Yes, we played it on PS5.
Yeah, that one.
And I think other God of War games have gone to PC like before. After their, you know, console release.
Huh.
And so, yeah, this is the latest God of War game coming to PC.
Cool.
Dead Rising Deluxe Remaster on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Frostpunk 2 on PC. The Karate Kid Street Rumble on PC and all consoles. Ara History Untold on PC. Disney Epic Minky Rebrushed on all consoles. Greedfall 2 The Dying World on PC. And that is it for new games this week.
Cool. Any of it stand out to you?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what the Mickey game is about, but hopefully Dylan doesn't catch wind of that because he might want to play it instead of Pikmin 4, which he just got started on.
Yeah.
But what about Game Pass games? What's new on Game Pass this week?
New on Game Pass this week is Wargroove 2 on console, PC, and cloud. Frostpunk 2 on PC, which is a day one release, and Ara History Untold on PC, also a day one release.
Oh, nice. So we get some day one drops on Game Pass this week. Very cool. Well, let's run through where people can find us over on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, where we stream almost every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is the new time for us.
Mm-hmm.
Although we will not be streaming this upcoming Tuesday, so sorry about that. But we will return to streaming the following Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You can also find us on our YouTube channel at Game of Parents Podcast, where you will find audio versions of these episodes, or on X.com.
At X.com/GamerParentsPod. Or over on Instagram at
gamer_parents_podcast.
You could give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is. We would greatly appreciate it. It's been a while, but if you feel like helping out the podcast and want to leave us an Apple podcast review, that would be amazing. I check those every week before we record in case we have something to read out on the episode this week. So that would really help us out if you feel like writing a little something about our little podcast here.
Mm-hmm.
The best place to come and hang out with us would be the Discord server, where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
And the link to that can be found in the episode description.
Yes, so join, come hang out with us. But that is all that we have for y'all this week. So we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.